Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me today. Last week, you may have noticed that when Definition ends, my new website has been announced. This is great news that I want to highlight this week. You can now get Definition as a podcast direct from the website. In your web browser, just type in www.godisministry.org. In the center of the homepage, you will see two boxes highlighted in yellow. One says Definition Podcast. Click that, and you'll have access to all the broadcasts as podcasts. You can listen anytime you want. On this site, you will also find podcasts for my other radio ministry, God Is. Definition fits under the umbrella of the God Is ministry. Again, the website address is godisministry.org, and this will be repeated at the end of our time together this morning and this evening. On the bottom left corner of the homepage, you can click Subscribe to Podcasts and get Definition automatically downloaded to your phone. Definition is available on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. And if you want to know more about me, click About Pastor Mark. Click Contact to get in touch. Get online and punch in godisministry.org and explore the website. Tell others about this. Thank you. Now let's return to our reflections in the book of Romans here at chapter 1 and verse 5. There is a lot to this verse, and right now we are focused on the obedience of faith. Thus far, I have given you 5 insights. Here's a quick refresher. First, obedience and faith are inseparable, identical twins. They always go together. Second, for the Apostle Paul, the obedience of faith is very important. Third, we defined faith this way. Faith is trusting in the person of Christ and the ministry of Christ to forgive you of sin, to make you righteous, and to welcome you into eternal life with Him forever in heaven. And then fourth, I made this connection between faith and obedience to Christ. Genuine faith in Jesus Christ is verified in obedience to Jesus Christ. That is, if I have true faith in the Lord, then I will obey the Lord. Which led us on Friday to this. Obedience is choosing to do what God has chosen for us to do. Obedience is choosing to do what God has chosen for us to do. Here is an example. Reading Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, for instance, we know that God has chosen for Christians to love and pray for our enemies. I'll quote Jesus directly in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's Jesus in Matthew 5, 44. Well then, those of us with genuine faith in Christ will love those who hate us and will pray for those who persecute us. And this is real practical, isn't it? This is what the obedience of faith calls us to. How's this going for you? Are you loving and praying for your enemies? Am I? Let's both take action on this and then meet back here for the Tuesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.